When we come to Mass, we pretty much know what's going to happen. And we base what's going to happen on what we expect to happen, because that's what usually happens. However, there is a downside to that. For if we think we already know what's going to happen, it might make us not be so alert. We might not listen as carefully to what is said and what is read. If the Mass becomes too ordinary, too familiar, too routine for us, we might miss something, something very important. We are so blessed to have such ready access to the Scriptures and to hear them regularly or have them in our home in Bibles. It isn't always that way in the world. It wasn't that way with the people in the first reading today who hadn't heard the Word of God for generations. And so they listened attentively, humbly, fervently. They were moved to tears. Something can change us if we listen carefully. Something can touch us, move us. But if we don't expect anything to happen to us when we come here, it probably won't. And so we leave unchanged, unmoved, untouched. If today, at this Mass, we listen a little more carefully, we participate a little more fervently, we let the voice of God touch us, and if we take away even the slightest insight, something we weren't expecting, if we understand just a little bit better what Jesus stood for, what he gave his life for, and what we are all about, then this ordinary Mass will not be so ordinary after all. And the Scriptures will once again be fulfilled in our hearings.